From wind and snow to mud and rain, cattle producers have endured plenty of conditions this calving season. In northeast South Dakota, Wilmot farmer and rancher Jason Frericks is hoping for better weather. Until the start of calving in April, Frericks is staying busy fine-tuning facilities.
We back things off about a week to 10 days compared to where we were at for last year, and plan to calve out more on a calving pasture, which I traditionally have used in the past. But again, last year when we had the middle of April snowstorm come and then just the weather that came with that, it made things more challenging. So something we have different here this year is obviously just making sure we get the snow out of the way so we can bed on some more bare ground and hopefully get that ground thawed out. And then just having more, I know we've invested more in shelters and windbreak.
The prolonged cold and snow this winter required an increase in feed to meet the energy needs of cattle. In some instances, producers are running low and stretching feed supplies. While Frericks is sitting okay on hay, the silage pile depleted quicker than expected.
You know, we are running our feed supplies fairly tight. I was able to have some beet pulp and delivered in just to stretch that silage out a little further. So I'm pretty sure we'll be all right. And I know that, you know, there certainly are people looking for whatever kind of forage, especially just some average quality grass hay that always works best at that calving season. And I also see a strong need for any type of bedding and things like that. And so, you know, in our case, we won't hold over very much.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.